When Ruben Ramirez was released from prison 3 months ago, it was hard for him to adjust. Ramirez spent a total of 7 years behind bars, so getting used to the outside world wasn't always easy.
It's been somewhat overwhelming at times, just for the simple fact that I'm just learning how to adapt out here.
Ramirez knew he needed to establish himself as a loyal, hardworking man instead of just an ex-convict. So 2 months ago, he started working for a nonprofit called the Center for Employment Opportunities, or CEO. It's a national program to help people with criminal records get back on their feet after they serve time by providing employment services. Pat Vickland is the organization's Oklahoma City director. He says they had planned on expanding beyond the state's Tulsa office in October or November of last year.
But when the tornadoes came through in May, you know, we realized that our services could definitely be used to help the city of Moore and the, you know, South Oklahoma City community recover from that.
It was a big task, but it wouldn't be CEO's first time assisting cities suffering from severe weather.
It was something that we had done with Hurricane Sandy in New York. So we were experienced at, you know, providing disaster relief. And so we opened up two crews in August of 2013.
Participants are split between the City of Moore and Habitat for Humanity. They spend 4 days a week clearing debris, planting trees, and building houses for tornado victims. Habitat's Ann Felton says that's been extremely beneficial.
For us, it's been a godsend because we have an extra pair of hands out there, and they've been building trusses for our houses.
Trusses, which save Habitat for Humanity roughly $1,000 per home. Mike Johnston is a site supervisor for the Center for Employment Opportunities Habitat for Humanity program. For him, assisting tornado survivors has left a lasting impact. He remembers one day when he and his crew were helping pick up debris from a church lawn.
When we were back there cleaning up, the pastor actually came out to thank us, had tears in his eyes. Said, you know, we were doing what they were supposed to do. One of my participants stepped up and said, no, sir, you did your part. Now let us do ours.
Johnston says this kind of work, the kind that involves helping other people who have lost everything, impacts the CEO participants in a way few other things do.
There is a connection there. I mean, these guys are having to rebuild their lives, and they're helping other people rebuild theirs.
That's something Ruben Ramirez, the man just released from prison, completely understands. It's why he enjoys working on the Habitat for Humanity crew.
It's something that I definitely look forward to, helping others that don't have nowhere to go, because I know the feeling to not have anything.
There's a kinship there, he says. And Ramirez knows that one day his life will return to normal, just like the lives he's helped rebuild along the way. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.